Catholic Relief Services, or CRS, is one of many NGOs assisting Syrian refugees who continue to flee from the conflict in their homeland in ever larger numbers. Joseph Kelly, the country representative for CRS in Turkey, speaks to Susie Hodges about the worsening humanitarian crisis.
So the crisis has certainly been augmented. We're seeing a lot of host families and host communities, you know, that are being pushed to the brink of their own abilities to handle the influx of refugees. And so what we're seeing is a stress on the basic services like water and sanitation. Education is a particularly tricky one, as a lot of these refugees and countries aren't necessarily entitled to educational opportunities that are there in the host countries, nor medical services.
Is the exodus from Syria increasing quite sharply, as far as you can ascertain?
You know, according to some of our partners, like Caritas Jordan, numbers have been peaking since January of this year. So they are seeing our partners, our Caritas partners, in countries like Lebanon and Jordan, are seeing an increased number of refugees coming across the border.
When you talk to the Syrian refugees themselves, do any of them still have hopes of going back in the near future, their home country, or are they resigned to the fact that it's going to be a very, very long, drawn-out conflict, maybe several more years?
I think there is a recognition on many part of the Syrians that many camps that it is a long, drawn-out process. But another thing to remember is a lot of these families are split, so there are members on both sides of the border. And you know, there is certainly a longing and a desire to return, you know, on the part of every Syrian that I've spoken to. And so, yes, there is, I think, this acceptance and acknowledgement of that this will be a protracted and a prolonged civil war and strife. But they're certainly looking for opportunities to move back. And obviously, right now, at the moment, there's just too much unpredictability in terms of the security. But it's certainly something that Syrians are playing for, you know, on a daily basis.
How would you describe conditions for refugees in Turkey and Lebanon, the places you've seen? Are they getting enough food and water?
I do believe that the fundamental basic necessities are being covered in terms of shelter and food to an extent. But this is based on fixed numbers. These numbers could indeed swell. And in fact, refugees are coming across the border every day. And so it is difficult to plan.